acts like I've done this before. One-on-one, I love to talk to people, and I can go for a while. Up here, to be honest with you, I'm sort of glad Rick said what he did, because I sort of have a fear of the Lord when I get up here, because you're his body, and you're so precious to him. And I want it to be him that's revealed, not me. There's a lot. I could share a lot of stories that you got your stories to, and what I want is stories that he wants shared or things he wants shared right now for us right now. I love talking about things he's done. I love talking about my lover.
Yeah.
I love it. I love dancing with him.
Yeah,
I love communion with him. What he's been trying to teach me now is to commune with him this way. I love it. So to be honest with you, it's sort of like a first time. Okay. And you'll see me much more relaxed if I start blabbing with you. But I don't want to blab with you. I want to break with you. Him open. I know that's what he wants from all of us. He wants to shatter our nice-looking man-made lamps that are man-made, artificial, how we look on the outside, all that stuff. What we put on to try to look Christian and religious. Not religious. We don't want to look religious. So we put on things that some of you know that I've been through, that I've been where I've taken my last breath. You want me over here? Okay. Literally taken my last breath. So when this gathering started off talking about the breath, and when Dick King got into that, there were about five times when he was talking where God said, see, I've been showing you this. Where we really, really, really understand in this new place he's bringing us to manifest from. This place of tabernacles and oneness with him. We haven't really been this way before where we've stayed there. We've tasted it. I've tasted it. And just like a honeysuckle when you're a little kid, you know, it's so good, but it's not enough, and you want more. That's how we've all been when, if we've really kissed him or been touched in that deep place. And that's enough when once you've been touched to make you want more. And yet, we get so easily distracted. And I am a person of natural abilities to be distracted more than probably anybody here. A mother's heart's looking like my husband, drives him crazy. Do you need a Kleenex? Do you need this? Do you want that? Before they even have the schnookie running down their nose, you see it coming out, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like mothers are like that. A lot of mothers, you know, mothers that either want to be mothered or and so they're doing it for others, or mothers that have really been loved and they know how nice that felt. But God wants us to be able to stay focused long enough for him to complete the act that he started in that moment. You know what it'd be like if you're with your lover and suddenly you got distracted. And he's talked to me about that for years. He showed me living in the same house is not enough. Some of you may have seen that. And it's so short. I feel like it's the thing to get us focused on where I think he wants me to go. Gary and I can be in the same house. We work out of the house. We talk to people out of the house. But I'm so doing my thing and he's so doing his thing. Even though we're in the same house, we're not even that conscious of each other because we're doing our thing. You can be in the same room. Let's take the bedroom, okay, since I'm getting brave here. And you can be doing your thing in your mind while you're making love. I'm just jumping right down to the enemy part. You can be thinking, hurry up, or you can be thinking, slow down, or whatever, and they're thinking something else. They're hungry, or they're thinking about the right thoughts, about how much they love you. But you're not on the same page, even though you're doing the same act together. And what I'm hoping today, because it's the third day, and when he said that yesterday, I got a fear of the Lord on me, because it is the third day. And I don't think Rick's wrong to say that we should lighten up. But at the same time, the sovereignty of God is one thing that I count on. But you don't want to get so that God is sovereign, that you can do anything you want and not have a responsibility to pay attention to what's going on. And what is my father's eyes looking at right now? What does my father see in her that she needs or has for me? What is my father's eyes feeling? And so to do that, we have to be a little more disciplined. I do, anyway. I don't know about the rest of you. A lot more disciplined in focusing. And the reason I'm telling you this isn't because you don't know it. But for some reason, before Gary asked me to talk, I had a feeling I might be sharing this because I thought it was just for me at the time. And now I'm thinking it's a picture because God told